phone down. All right, what's going on? Episode 11, Sunday Sit Down. A little bit different.
Yes. Went straight into it.
Hello. Sunday Sit Down. How you episode doing? 11. We're co-host Brandon Garrett. We have Foodie returning back.
Two-time guest.
And we also have a new guest.
Mr. Dad.
All right, before we get started, too, Energy Drink of the Day, sponsored by, but not really, Zions.
Yeah. I don't know why it's spelled like that.
I don't know.
Three, two, one.
Oh, hell yeah. So,
and that was Hunter, the man behind the scenes, the great and beautiful
Hunter Strohlight.
Yeah. All right, a little bit different today. That's the introduction. Now we're going to have a more of a table talk back-to-back so you guys can just watch and be part of the conversation, too. You're good. All right, Adam. Introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us about yourself.
I thought we were starting with Foodie.
No, nah, Foodie's fine.
Foodie's back. Yeah. You already learned about Foodie.
I'm a reg.
Everybody loved Foodie so much.
I'm a reg.
He is. You are the first number two guest we have. Yeah, probably the last.
You need to get me on 4 times so I can say Foodie 4 times.
All right. Anyway, Adam.
What's my drink?
He's talking to the mic. You don't have to look at the camera.
But all right. So I'm Adam. This is. Awkward. Born and raised South Florida. Graduated high school. Went straight to Fire Academy.
What you know about fires?
They're hot. They're hot.
Bro, shut your ass up.
Sorry.
Good to you.
So after high school, went straight to Fire Academy. That was 2013. Volunteered for 5 years with City of Plantation in Jacksonville. Now, for the last 3 years. I am Garrett's client.
Client? Why are you looking at me like? Don't look at me like that.
Since this is like lifting related.
I mean, you talk about whatever you want, dude. All
right. Well,
life, bro.
I'm a Virgo.
nothing special about me, really.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna introduce the great Adam.
All right, interesting, bro.
I'm not good at talking about myself.
He's a very humble guy. He doesn't like to talk about himself, but this guy does it all. I mean,
what do you do?
I mean, first off, you guys heard Fire Academy is a firefighter, and he's a new powerlifter. He's been hitting PRs for the past 3 weeks every single day.
Except today.
This man was stronger.
He hit PR.
He did hit PR today. Yeah, 4 press PR.
I thought you said you did. Get
255.
Oh shit!
All the backdowns were all.
Yeah.
All the backdowns. All
right, never mind. Sorry, I took it back. PR.
What
voice.
You know about PR?
So
shit, I don't know shit about.
It's
been a while.
Shit.
It's like 84 years, bro.
So Adam, when did you start powerlifting? What got you into this sport?
What got me in? Well, when I first became a firefighter, I didn't fit into my gear.
Like you were too big or too small?
I was way too small.
Okay.
So we wear an air pack when we go in the fires,
mm-hmm.
and to cinch the belt down, it was still loose. So I was like, I'm just going to get into lifting, try to get bigger, eat more, and then it started from there. I didn't fit in my gear. I mean, you saw pictures of me.
I need you to relax.
Okay, bro, I went through the same thing.
I'm sorry. Okay, so every guest usually go through this. Like the first 5 minutes is kind of awkward.
Oh, shit.
Mine was really awkward.
Bro, all
oh,
right.
Foodie was terrible. But he was like looking up the sky like,
yeah.
Like trying to think of shit. Like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you didn't fit into your gear. So that got you into powerlifting. So when was that about?
It didn't really get me into power. It just got me into the gym.
Yeah.
I wanted to get bigger, stronger, do my job better. And I got bored with just the typical bodybuilding million sets.
Yeah.
I always focus on more than the number on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always tried to hit a certain number, increase my strength. And then I found out about powerlifting and what it was. And then continued with that.
Was this in South Florida
or
Jacksonville?
I was probably in Jacksonville. I'm still pretty new. I mean, I've only been lifting 4 years. I've been here.
Was it at Flikes?
Yeah.
Well, I had a question for you. They're going to go off his, too. So how'd you almost jump again, too? But I know you were at Flikes for a while.
Yeah.
And I think you were one of the OG pit members, right?
Yep.
How'd you find out about the pit, and how'd you get there?
I think I just came across. I was scrolling, and I came across... the pit Instagram. It was Eric's Instagram.
Yeah.
and it said new gym and Jack's powerlifting hardcore, and he beat the rules that he has on the wall. He made a post with like that and the
Planet Fitness one.
Planet Fitness one. So I was like, I'll try this gym out.
Also,
I wasn't a fan of the gym I was going to at the time.
Yeah, really? Why's that?
It was just awkward for me.
Also, Flex, when the pit was opening up, like, all the powerlifters from Flex were talking about it. That's how I realized what the pit was.
Really?
Like, before it opened up, like, bro, like, people were talking about the pit opening up, like, 4 months before it actually even opened up.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why a lot, like, as soon as the pit opened up, like, it kind of broke off.
So, yeah, they all went over there. I remember seeing
them too. Most of them. Yeah, that's how I got in, also I got into powerlifting, because I went to Flex, and the powerlifting crowd at that time was, like, so big. So I was like, oh, I want to do this. Like, I saw, like, Ryan, like, deadlifting, like, 675 easily. And I was like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Was Flex the first gym you went to?
Yeah. No.
Like, you went to Bailey's or something?
No, I went to the Y, and then I went to Flex.
That's a big jump, going from the Y to Flex.
I mean, I know a lot of people that went to
the
Y.
Yeah, do you like the... I've never been to the Y.
I've never been to the Y.
It fucking sucks.
I heard it sucks, yeah.
It sucks, dude.
Well, it depends... Okay, it depends the crowd you go for.
Like, there's like one bench, one squat rack that's like...
But they're most like older people too, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking
fossils in there lifting.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. The table just happens to be there. Okay, so, alright, tell us. Because you were the one like the first like OG pit members too. What changes have you seen from like then to now? Because obviously it's got a big difference. Like, now it's been bigger.
From going to the pit? Like, when I first got there?
Yeah.
Yeah, personally, like, physically, motivationally.
When I first got there, it was like all bodybuilding stuff. They didn't have the mono yet.
Damn.
They had no power bars. Yeah, it seemed like a bodybuilding gym and a little tiny speaker they had in the corner.
Yeah.
I was the only one there my first workout.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So the environment then was just empty.
Non-existent.
Yeah.
Damn, that's just crazy.
But once a majority of like the Flex powerlifters went there, that's when it started like getting good.
Yeah,
bro, you're such a dad, bro. Like, if you look at Adam from the side view, he was like, "Yeah, once the pilot just got there, like that's when it all started." And it's like it feels like one of those shows where you have like the little
flashback.
Yeah, it's like skinny Adam just benching by himself, and then all the pilots just walking.
It's definitely changed a lot too. So, can you drop your phone, bro?
Oh my bad.
Yeah,
I was looking at OG pit videos.
Are you done? Or are you finished?
Yeah, I'm done. Nice.
Alright, perfect. What are you gonna say?
You go.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I know it's definitely changed a lot too. I heard there used to be like a original, like just a hard key, no like key code.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I
like,
still have it.
Me too.
Well, you just got, they made copies?
Yes, they didn't follow you. Oh, never mind.
So like when you join.
Oh shit. They don't get followed back. He has the key. I have a key, not gonna follow back. Oh damn. Imagine that.
Oh.
Yeah, bro, it's tough.
I'm sorry, bro. Oh, that would hurt me.
Yeah, it's tough. Do you see why it hurts me so bad? Like, I had a key to you.
They probably just don't even know, bro. I told you what it is.
I mean, sometimes people just don't know who they follow and who they don't, man. You know, it's a normal.
I'm gonna put on the board. I'm gonna put on the board for my 2021 and get a follow back.
I think it's already up there.
No, I took it down.
Yeah.
Should have left it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, fuck. Alright, so like I was saying too, hard copy key. It's kind of weird how it was like originally like geared toward like powerlifting, but there was no like powerlifting equipment too.
Yeah, all I had was that, the deadlifting platform.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all they had.
Yeah.
Powerlifting wise.
Yeah, because I remember seeing Ashton and all them, they were deadlifting like 700, 800 on just a normal like dynamo body bar.
Yeah, my first time there, I was doing like low bar squats with like the big thick bar with no knurling in the middle.
That was like slipping.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's cool over time. It got where he got now.
Bro, yeah. I can't look at food. I'm just looking at the mic. Alright, so.
Piece of shit.
So, one thing that interests me a lot, because I know from like hearing Garrett, because Garrett programs you,
mm-hmm.
and hearing about like your whole week being different from everyone else's, because if you guys don't know, like, with firefighters, like, their schedules are
there's
all
no
over
set this. Schedule to fires.
Yeah, there's no...
What the fuck did you just say? Oh shit. There's no set schedule to fire, so you never know when you're gonna have to work the fire.
Am I wrong?
No, because there's certain.
Do you plan the fires?
No, but there's certain people that work certain days.
Different schedule.
Yeah, it goes in scheduling because like someday like listen, it goes in scheduling because one day like you have a fire and he'll be really sore the next day, but they won't, bro. I'm just saying. Sorry, continue,
okay,
Brandon.
Okay. Anyway, as I was
no schedule for fires.
As I was saying,
like
from reading the text in the group chat and stuff, like firefighters, they don't have set schedules. Like one day you're working Monday, Tuesday, let's say Thursday, Saturday. Next day you're working Tuesday. Like it's all over the place. How do you stay focused with your lifts, and how do you like adjust your schedule and still be able to hit the PRs you do and be able to like go and have good gym days? Cause I feel like that would throw me off if like, let's say I'm supposed to have SBD days every single Saturday. One day it's on a Monday, one day it's on a Wednesday.
Dude, I'd be fucked.
Yeah, we all
fucked.
It's all over the place. Yeah. I mean,
so pretty much like my schedule, I work 24 hours, I have 48 hours off.
Okay.
So the 2 days I have off, I'll do upper lower. Mm-hmm. And I'll work again, do upper lower again.
Okay.
So pretty much I have a 6 day week, not really a 7 day week. So like let's say I have an SPD day today, which is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then my next SPD day will be Saturday, and the week after that will be Friday. Like that's just how it goes.
So weird, it goes back and forth.
So like how does your body feel doing that? Because a lot of people like their bodies get accustomed to certain days. Like that's why most of the time people program for a meet usually on Saturday. Yeah. So they schedule Saturday SPD days to get you used to doing all three lifts toward the end of the week.
Are you going to be off your meet day?
Yeah, I already took off.
Sure, I hope so, bro. Yeah.
No, I work. I'm not going to go to work. I mean, I'm used to it now. It helps having a coach. Like, having a set schedule.
I don't know how you used to just program yourself before.
Well, that's before he's like actually into like you go to the gym, you're like, fuck it,
yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna
Back before.
What school you doing? I'm gonna do that.
What I used to do is I used to watch Russ Paul on YouTube, whatever he did, that's what I did. Yeah, I used to watch him like, oh, he had a top single on deadlift today. I'm gonna have a top single. And I used to do exactly what he did.
That's how most people go, bro. Like, dude,
yeah,
I had that shit for like 2 years.
I mean, it's like. I mean, everybody wants to get started lifting. Like, they always do the same thing. Like, they watch YouTube videos, they Google stuff, and like,
you might
find like a free program here and there and follow that for a bit. But
because like you think like you're kind of ahead of the curve because you find a coach early, but like most people like the first move is not to find a coach. It's like, hey, like I just want to go lift, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just gonna be like, hey, oh.
Before I found a coach, I was like running programs. Like,
well, most people aren't like that too. Most people just want to go.
Yeah.
Lift, you know?
Yeah.
That's the majority.
Yeah, I mean, I had baseball lifts, so it's like I went from baseball lifts to lift in my backyard.
Yeah.
In baseball lifts, we lifted twice a week. We lifted three times a week, but during season, there are more recovery lifts on Wednesday and Friday
because we have weekend series. What lifts did you guys like mainly focus on?
So for us for baseball, we never bench really. That's why, why I don't know how to bench.
Yeah, that's what most baseball players do.
So like most of the time we did. So for upper body, we mostly like dumbbell bench, a lot of like external, internal rotation stuff, like band work, a lot of shoulder work. For legs, we would do like high bar squat. They never told us to do low bar because it's stressful for your shoulder, so we need to throw.
You good?
So we did high bar squats, we did trap bar deadlifts, we did high pulls instead of like full cleans. Because of the wrist mobility aspect and for the overhead mobility aspect, we just do high pulls, pull them up, go back down.
That's why you got a big ass deadlift.
That's why my deadlift transferred over. So because I went from doing trap bar to doing high clean pulls, and that's why my squat is somewhat decent because we never
a lot of quad dominant stuff too.
Yeah, we never squatted low bar. So like I learned how to squat low bar over the summer, like when I stopped playing baseball. So it's like we just went high bar squats, and that's what baseball was.
Yeah.
Damn, okay. That's so crazy. So I forget how, like,
yeah.
Brandon
you
are.
Dude, you good, bro? What's up?
I don't know.
Yeah, you good? I'm dying.
Do you ever get, like, an imbalance from baseball? Like, throwing with one hand?
Yeah.
Bro, you got the bitters. Right,
I got it out.
Bro,
like,
okay. Right. Yeah, so...
Dude.
So for me, personally, the transfer from... Let's just go upper body lifts, because you guys know, like, you guys see me lift upper bodies, like, bench and stuff.
Trash.
Yeah.
No, your benches got really good though.
When I first started, I would bench to where I would lean to the side and push more on my right arm because right arm dominant because we did long toss.
Yeah.
We did a lot of internal external rotation stuff like dumbbell bench. My right side was strong, my left side.
Yeah.
So it's like
had to fix that. Also, performance issues come in, like, come into it, because in baseball, you know, you're pushing off of your back leg. So, like, when you're throwing, you're pushing off your back leg, a lot of rotational stuff. So, like, peer performance is more work from there. So, like, that's why I figured my lower back injury was on the right side where I used to push off. My piriformis was throbbing the other day after I finished squatting because all the running, all the pushing off. So it's just like a little bit like muscle imbalances that has to get worked out. And that's why it depends on the sport you play too. Because you see like football players. Football players that go to powerlifting.
And they fucking dominate. They,
yeah, because it's usually like in football lifts. You lift heavy, you do cleans, you bench, you do everything.
Yeah. So it's like,
Yeah, but they do power cleans. So they'll do power cleans and stuff. Yeah. So they're very explosive lifters. Like if you could tell the difference between a lifter that was a football player and a lifter that was, let's just say, a baseball player, just by watching them lift together.
Well, I lift the ball. I'm not too explosive.
Yeah, but it also depends on the position, though.
Yeah, true. Wait, what should I say that?
I said probably on, because probably you're on the bench, and you said, yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit. I thought you were like bench, like bench press. No,
but, but also depends, it also depends on the positions. Because, like let's say someone that's, for like the football aspect, let's say a lineman.
Yeah.
A lineman usually have a huge bench because you're pushing people off your body the whole time.
So that
huge benches. You get someone like a running back who has to be running straight through. Running back, linebacker, all that stuff. Their squats and their deadlifts.
Russell's a running back.
Because you have to be explosive. You have to push hard. So they train their legs so much.
So it depends
on different positions too.
Well, I know, but I just don't like think about it.
Another reason why, if you see like Jose, your client from Miami, he was a pitcher. A lot of pitchers have super long arms. His bench is not like.
It's getting better, but it's kind of sandwiches.
Because his arm is super strong. His arms are very long. He's very shoulder dominant, and doesn't really have the chest aspect. Because in baseball, you're taught if you have a big chest, you can't throw as hard. Mm-hmm. So they work back. So that you work back, but you never work chest. So you never see a baseball with huge chest development because it's frowned upon to work your chest in baseball. So that's why you see a different like sports. If you notice, like, different sports dominate different lifts because that's just what you train. Because if you get put through, like, people used to start playing baseball or start playing sports when they're, what, like, elementary school, middle school? Mm-hmm. And you start lifting when you're probably, like, late middle school, high school. So you've been getting put through these different sport-specific lifts to where they don't teach you how to bench. Like, for baseball, they don't teach you how to bench. They don't teach you straight bar deadlift because it usually leads to lower back issues. So you do trap bar. And then you don't do low bar squats because your shoulders, so you do high bar. In football, they do whatever. They do whatever gets you strong.
Also, your bench is not ass.
It's like, gotten better. But if you watch, go on my Instagram and watch me benching my backyard from when I first transferred from baseball to lift.
225.
My max was 275.
Yeah, I know, but like I feel like you only think your bench is ass because you're like comparing to people that have been lifting.
Yeah, I mean, you're also 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't even been powerlifting for a year.
Bro, your scraps and serves are 400. Insane.
Yeah, but
it's fucking insane.
But for the sake of the conversation, like my bench, a baseball player's bench is usually not very high unless there's one of those players that are just like a freaking nature. Like, oh, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm gonna go bench. You know, I'm gonna go to the weight room and go bench myself. Mm-hmm. But you get those guys sometimes that are like, I don't really play, or they're like, oh, I'm gonna start anyway, so they go bench in the back room whenever they want.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's why I find it very interesting to look in the background of powerlifters. Like, you see like the Russ Wolves, you see like, I think Jamal Browner played football too.
You see Cayman
Battle played football.
Well, your Chris Bridgeford, he was a wrestler too, that's why he's so explosive.
Yeah, Chris Bridgeford, wrestler, very nice center balance, that's why everything looks so clean when he does stuff.
I feel like
hips.
Hips, yeah, open up hips, because they, different positioning, they go down on one
knee.
Do you think,
like, say, someone, like two people, when they're both at, like, say, I don't know, like 25?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to be stronger in the powerlifting aspect? Someone that have like played sports, like up until like 20, or someone that powerlifted?
Sports.
Because the thing is, powerlifting is very specific. It's three lifts. You do those lifts over and over. If you play a sport, you do a lot of, you're put in different positions in order to be explosive. So like even, that's why you see a lot of like people that played sports that when they lift, they could pick up something and they can have like a little bit unbalanced, but they can grind through it. Because you're taught to be imbalanced in football, you're taught to be able to stay on one leg, change direction, go everywhere, so your hips are super strong.
Yeah,
so it's like even if you have a slight mess up,
you can still, not saying it's the best thing to do, but most of the time they can still power through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you get someone that all they know is squat, bench, and deadlift, squat, bench, and deadlift, and they train sport, this is a perfect way to bring up the conversation. So sports, like for kids, a lot of people, they debate whether like children should be doing weight training or sport-specific training. But if you look at how the body develops and stuff, you should be weight training when you're younger to get the muscles developed and then start going sport-specific. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
That's tough. I'll just finish.
It depends. I'm not saying get a five-year-old and get them to start lifting, but yeah. I'm saying if you teach a seven-year-old how to squat properly, how to, like, body awareness,
yeah,
versus just teaching them how to throw a baseball, like, every single time, they'll become natural athletes. Like me, I didn't start playing baseball until I was 13, but my aunt was in the Army. So we did a lot of, like, waltzes, did push-ups. Like, whenever we got in trouble, we had to do step-ups. Like, we had something called stupid steps. If you ask a stupid question, you had to do step-ups until they got, like, happy.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, because so we had stupid steps. We had,
Motherfucker was raising a boot camp.
and I was the fat cousin. So my cousins played football. I was the fat, nerdy cousin that was in. I was in like chess club, played piano. I didn't start playing
safety
sport.
Patrol.
I was safety patrol at elementary school. I was that kid. But it's like you get someone that had that background. That's like, okay, like you're doing push-ups, you're doing wall sits, you're doing body weight stuff, teaching you the fundamentals of lifting, the fundamentals of like your body. You learn your body well, and then you go sport specific.
Also, I feel like sports, like at a young age, builds the mentality. Mental aspect, yeah, versus if you're just like in the gym at a young age, it won't really, yeah, build that mental thing that like,
mm-hmm, and lifting very individualized too.
Yeah,
like I feel like you develop, like didn't we talk about this when we had you on last time, like the dog mentality?
Yeah.
So it's like that dog mentality. So it's like, let's say for the sake of having Adam on, he's a firefighter is a, like, mentality is okay, I'm like, who in the right mind thinks I'm gonna run into that building that's fucking burning down to go save that person? But it's like, so what does that do? That shows determination. That shows that dog mentality to go do something. That mentality to be able to be put yourself in a situation to where overcome you have to succeed.
Damn.
So that's why if you see Adam, like, once he gets into something like lifting, he's like, hey, I'm really into this.
You better not get nervous around me again.
I'm like, what are you wearing?
Fire. Are you scared of 135, dog?
But I feel like I'm taking over the show. Like,
yeah, you've been talking,
yeah,
about,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. Jesus Christ.
Wait,
yeah.
Honestly,
dude, I mean,
no, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Adam, like, so how does your mentality from being a firefighter, like the fire, because I'm pretty sure the training was pretty, like, intense in order to be a firefighter, like, all those academies and everything. So, like, how did that mold your mentality, like, now? And, like, mold your body? But what the hell y'all I can never have these two on the same fucking podcast. This shit happens every single time.
Don't get mad, bro. Come on.
Sorry.
Ooh.
I just can't. I can't.
I can't look at him, bro.
Why do y'all sit next to each other?
Tell me why you want to sit next to me, bro.
Because if we did something, you can't hit us.
Adam.
Oh, sorry. Fires. Back to it.
Man. To be honest, it's totally separate. Like, when I'm at work, I'm in a totally different mindset. I mean, as we're being trained, like, you risk a life to save a life.
Mm.
And I don't know, when it comes to lifting, I'm not the most confident.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
maybe you should.
It's just trying to join. It's a different mindset. I say it in my post. I'm trying to work on it.
Is it because you feel more in control while you're lifting of what you're doing instead of, hey, I could die?
That's a good question. That's a good point.
Because I can see how, like, this is my duty to go in and save these people from these fires. Let's go fucking do it. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get these people out no matter what. But if you're lifting, you'd be like, all right, this feels like shit. I can kind of dial back if I need to. So it just completely switches, like, I guess the fight or flight.
Pretty much.
Something like that. Because I can... we can get on this whenever I'm on it, but it's the kind of same way with my job, too.
Because you're kind of saying, like, he's just so used to having that such a large, like, adrenaline rush when you go to fight, and then when you go to lifting, it's not.
Yeah, he knows he's going to perform well when he goes into the fire, because he's been trained well.
Shit, man.
Because, I mean...
Imagine the weights on fire.
There's a saying in the fire service that like, pretty much it's the only time that you go all out, 100% intensity with no warm up.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like, boom, like,
yeah,
go all out. So pretty much, I don't blank out, but you just get in like
in
a
the zone.
Yeah. And it, with lifting, like, you got to do your warm ups. Like, you're thinking about it the whole time. You have no time to, like,
just don't think.
Yeah, that's what I think. So, I think I was trying to get to that.
Yeah, so, I feel the easiest way to change that is just don't warm up.
Yeah.
Just walk in there.
Just walk in and just put some
on the bar. I'm going to set his weights on fire next time.
Set the body on fire.
Like, Eric is cool. Like, you don't get it. It's helping Adam. You're welcome. Got it. He'll get it.
It's his new training.
Yeah. I guess. Good. Okay, so I guess this is a good little more personal too. I kind of want to dive more into like the actual fire aspect of it too. If you don't mind, like, can you tell us, like, all right, because obviously there's not days where everything's on fire. Some days you're just kind of off too. What's like some of like the worst kind of days you've had too? You don't have
elbows on her. Know this.
You don't have to go too deep if you don't want to. But
campfire.
It's hard to say because, I mean, like, you name it, I've seen it.
Like, oh shit.
But
yeah,
I mean, doing it for so long, it's, you kind of build like a, like, it doesn't really affect you as much because, like, you've seen it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
damn.
Yeah.
Like, when you started off, what was the craziest thing that, like, kind of like made you go into that mindset?
Shocked you?
Or like any kind of
like what shocked you?
Yeah. What was like your first like, oh shit moment?
This is kind of deep. I don't. Yeah. If you're not comfortable, obviously, like, but like, I guess kind of moments that would leave you like. Like, kind of leave you, like, I guess, kind of shocked you think about down the road. Like, things
a kid, a dead baby would fucking stay me off the road.
Yeah, I mean, like, my first, like, major, I used to ride a motorcycle a lot. And, like, my first major, like, call that made me, like, change something in my actual life. Like, this guy was riding same motorcycle as me, like, same, around the same age.
Yeah.
And hit another car. And, like, it just, I feel like the stuff that affects me the most is the stuff that, like, I can relate to. Mm. Like, I had a motorcycle, same exact motorcycle, and I was like, that could be me.
Damn.
So.
Kind of gives you a new perspective on life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, stuff like that happens every day. So, like, me seeing it every day,
fuck.
It's different.
Yeah, I mean, as a firefighter, you don't just call it in, you don't get called in just for fires, right?
No, you go on medical runs, fire runs. A majority of our, like, daily routine is like medical runs, sick people.
Mm. Oh shit!
Yeah,
damn.
How long was the training aspect like to become a firefighter?
Fire academy, like if you do it full time, 5 days a week, it'd be 3 months. But you also have to do like EMT, paramedic, mm-hmm. which could be up to like a year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I feel like firefighters like very well rounded. Like if you take firefighter, policeman, like different people like in that aspect, I feel like firefighters are the most like well-rounded. Would I be correct when I say that? Because every time I hear someone going to fire school, they're like, oh yeah, I gotta go to EMT, gotta do this, gotta do that, like
different things.
It's like damn, I thought you just gotta like put on gear, run into a fire and be like, come on bitch.
Yeah, I mean, like a cop when you first start, that's what you want. Like you want to run into a building, get that adrenaline rush.
Yeah,
but in reality we probably do that 10% of the time.
Damn.
Ooh.
I mean, so I'm very curious. So let's say like as a firefighter, like because you talked about it before, like when you go into a fire, you can lose up to like 15 pounds, I guess like water weight just from the heat.
Well, it's pretty much like an average house fire probably only lasts like 10, 15 minutes, but in that time, like it's like high intensity training. Like you're going all out, like you're pulling ceiling down. And it's at the same time you're wearing gear that, like, even not in the house is hot.
Mm.
There's a moisture barrier, so like everything is the heat staying in you. And at the same time you're walking into a house that's like 500 up to 800 degrees. So you're just sweating
during
everything
summer
out.
Too. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think that affect your training as a powerlifter? Like, because I mean, for us, weight's a big thing. Like, if you lose weight, like that could vary between 10-15 pounds on a lift. So, like, how do you think? Like, let's say hypothetically, right now you have a meet in 6 weeks, fire happens, boom, 15 pounds down. Like, how do you recover from that? Like,
a big ass. I mean, most of it is just like water weight. You can gain the water weight back pretty quick. The fatigue lasts about probably a week.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
I mean, I'd assume
it,
so.
If it's a good one and you're going all out.
Yeah. I guess I guess one of the things we did, too, I guess it's kind of jumping the gun, but I know through training we kind of put, no matter what day you have off, you always have some kind of upper stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
That way your lower body has some time to heal.
Yeah.
It might not be as optimal, especially if you come off a fire, too, but just that little switch from going. Because you used to do, like, I think I told you it's way back when before we started working.
Yeah, I used to, my first day off, I used to do legs, like lower, because I didn't want to do it before I worked.
Yeah.
And then when we switched, it was a noticeable difference.
Yeah.
Because being at a busy station, I didn't know if I'm going to get sleep. Like, I don't know if I'm going to sleep at night. And going in the next day, whatever I do, it gets affected.
He, like, low-key does not have a rest day.
No, you know how much respect I have for, like someone like Adam that actually does a job like this where it's like, oh, you could be up all night, and tomorrow you got a top single at an RP of 8.
Yeah.
It's just like...
That happened this is the beginning of this week.
Yeah.
I had, like, New Year's Eve. I had, like, no... I had 30 minutes of sleep, probably, if that.
Yeah.
Single on bench the next day.
Yeah.
It's crazy how, like, we see Adam so much, but we don't talk about this shit at all.
Yeah. It's like... But that also goes to, like, the gym atmosphere. Because, like, I mean, usually we're in there, like...
As soon as I see it, I was like... What you know about top single or some bullshit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like we never get into
yeah.
like we never
I
had
was
that table
fire last night.
He never like, dude, shut the fuck up. I just got on fire last night.
Still,
I don't have time for your bullshit.
Still
had
ash on his face.
30 minutes of sleep.
Yeah.
Bro, and the funny thing is that he'll go like, oh, I just had a fire. And next thing you know, 20 was there. What you know about firehouse? He's eating a sub.
Yeah.
He's gotta go lift.
You're also calm about it too, bro.
Yeah.
I guess yeah, it still kind of plays into the what we're talking about. So like, even if you have a fire 1 week. Even if you like, you know, like your progress is like steady going up too.
Yeah.
You can't always expect it to be the same because if you have a fire, that RP8 might go for you. Like, say you're gonna deadlift like 545 that day for a single, it might take it down all the way to like 5, if not less. You know.
Yeah, I mean, there's been days where I had like a fire at night, and the next day I can like 225 on deadlift feels like RP like 8, 9.
Yeah.
Like it hits you pretty good.
Yeah, that mental aspect too of not getting so like I've told you this before, like not getting so like. Concerned with what the number is that day, just some based on your schedule too, that it all kind of works out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big like mental thing to kind of deal with, you know.
Yeah.
How have you dealt with that a little bit?
Like if I have a busy night, I'll go to sleep, and then work out later in the day.
Yeah.
But not all the time does that like help. So,
have you ever like just went straight from your shift to the gym?
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time he did that.
Pretty much did that today. I got there at 9:30.
Yeah,
I get off at 8 every morning.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, I work 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 a.m.
So you haven't slept?
I slept last night. At work.
I
mean,
what?
I mean, you're there for 24 hours.
Well, you're saying that you're awake the whole.
Like the first thing you learn about firehouses is that the firemen have to sleep there because the boat and the trucks and shit are there.
Well,
you
were saying
you haven't seen the movie that like the little pole.
Like,
and woo!
He said he was up 24 hours, and I was like, oh,
wow. So, like, those days where I'm up, like, we're running calls.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not in the house. We're, like, we're on the engine going to people's houses. And
okay. You have a pole, too?
No, not on my station.
Ah, shit.
I have one storage station.
Damn. Yeah, but you have the big sliding pole.
Damn, we need a transfer.
They're sketchy at first. I mean, I think you're going to fall.
That bitch is so cool.
Dude, I find this so interesting because, I mean, like, you get lifters that just bitch and moan. They're like,
honestly,
oh, bro. Like, I wasn't able to have my 20 grams of protein this morning, da, da, da. This man's coming straight from a damn fire.
Dude,
and
this makes me feel like such a bitch. I complain so much.
Because, like, if you think about it, nobody puts it in perspective. Everybody puts it in perspective of their own lives, but they don't see what other people, like, have to go through.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, like, a big thing. Like, that's why they have the saying, like, walk in someone else's shoes.
Yeah.
Because personally, if I was up for 24 hours at the fire station, I would, bro, my bench single would be 225. My squat single would be the bar.
I don't think I'd
like,
powerlift.
Well, he wakes up, like, 1 p.m. and he's still like, man, I'm tired today, you know?
Yeah, it's like...
I'm on break.
I mean, do you think that that's just from, like, coming from, like, adapting to it, or is there like a mental aspect where it's like you have that switch you flip? I know sometimes like on the drive there, like you played around with it, but like, oh, I got my song playing, I'm getting in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there like a flip you have to switch, or is it just like you've done it so many times that's just like you don't think about it?
Yeah.
The BPM be hitting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of both. Like, when I first started, I would work and the next day I would sleep all day, like,
mm-hmm.
just because my body wasn't used to it.
Yeah,
But now, I mean, you have good days, you have bad days. But, I mean, if it's a really bad night, I don't think you can ever get used to it. So, man. Yeah.
I was waiting for someone else.
Bro, this is just so interesting. Like, bro, this man, like, yeah. So I just walked into the fire and saw someone burn to a crisp, and then I hit a PR on deadlift. And it's like, what?
Yeah, I guess, like, the biggest thing with that, I mean, being a fire, like, you got to keep your work at work and, like, not bring it home with you. Because if you do, you're going to think about it all day. It's going to affect you. You're going to be down, like, depressed.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
That's just such a... I feel like that's such a hard
like
thing
it's
to do.
It's easier said than
it's
done.
It's kind of like being like a cop, no, like a paramedic, and like
it's so easy to leave shit at work, man. It's so,
you see people dying.
No offense, but y'all aren't really working full. I know you're not, but y'all aren't really working full time, right?
Yeah,
like, no, sort of full time job, bro. So it's so easy to leave shit at work.
But I don't know because like half the time, I guess y'all just built different. Because half the time, I'll be thinking. Like, I know I work in the morning, whatever. I work with, like, different clients and stuff. And one of my clients went, I have a client with osteoporosis. She went, I fell last night. Like, that's just on my mind, like, all night. Like, all day. I'm like, are you okay?
Central
and,
like, bro.
And so, but it's like, for y'all to be able to just, like, flip that switch and be like, all right, like, I'm in the gym now. Let's go.
Yeah, fuck everything else.
Like, I'm not.
That's the reason I go.
Yeah. I literally, like, check my phone every 5 minutes. Like, is my clients okay? Are they all good? I guess they're scared.
It's like number two reason why I go is to leave everything out of the door.
I guess you're confident. Well, I guess we can talk more about yours when you come. But what do you do?
Yeah, I wanted to ask him that.
I don't
want to.
I know it's fishing, right?
Do I just want to sit at the table?
I'm a fisheries biologist for the state of Florida. So I'm on a boat, a small ass boat with 4,000-pound nets for half of the month, and I'm counting fish for a living, essentially. All these fishing regulations you see are based off data that I collect.
Oh, sure. What do you collect? Like, what do you measure?
It's just population monitoring. So, how population sizes are doing.
Oh, sure.
That's why, like, you can't catch certain fish in certain areas. Like, this is illegal to catch this.
Slot sizes.
Where do you go, like, the ocean? Do you go, like, the river? Like?
No, we do all the St. John's River. We do the river just north, which is called the Nassau River.
Yeah.
And then we do the river on the Florida-Georgia border, which is the St. Mary's River.
Oh, sure.
Interesting.
I did not know that at all. I knew you fished.
Yeah, that's all I knew.
Yeah, that's all I knew.
I'm a biologist.
Sorry.
I didn't know how old Hunter was until about a month ago, because I met Hunter at the JU gym, so I thought he still went to JU.
How old are you?
25. I'll be 26 in May.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I turned 20 this year.
Oh, all right. Still can't buy tobacco.
Yeah. Damn.
Young and older.
The more you learn.
So,
where are we going this?
You want to talk about the meat? I'm kind of hyped, because... Are you competing?
No, that was something I was going to talk
about. You want to talk to the camera about it? Or is that privately?
No, I'll talk to you guys.
Are you not going? Everyone.
Oh, no, I'm usually warm all the time.
Yeah, I'm fucking freezing.
I'm usually warm. Like, I sleep with, like, 3 fans on.
Major.
Like, I'm that person that I like being, like, I have, like, my 4 fan, right, ceiling fan.
Get it. You're built different, bro. You're built different.
I just like being cold.
Since he grew up in fucking Miami.
Yeah.
Like Miami.
Yeah. If anything, you shouldn't be used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
He grew up being hot. He doesn't want to be hot anymore.
Yeah, so and my roommate Logan's from Wisconsin, so we keep our apartment super cold.
Holy
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
But to the meat. Who do you start for? Because you've been unknown for a bit, so I'm kind of curious on what you're doing.
Okay, so at first I was doing it, and then I started working with my previous coach. And then I'm working with someone now, which I just got the program this morning.
That's fire. That's hype.
Dude, I was so hyped.
How's the color scheme?
A lot better than his. Anyways. Anyways, before I started working with my new coach, I had a call with him, and I brought up the idea of like, I really want to get this first meet out of the way. And he was just like, I honestly don't think like working or like having a 6 week meet prep will be beneficial for me. Like, cause that puts, if you think about it, that puts a coach in a really weird spot. Cause if I do good, like he can't take full credit for it. Mm-hmm. And if I do bad, then he can also like take the blame for it.
Yeah.
So he said that. So then I was like, all right, I'll just do like another meet like in like July or something. Because I can't do anything like after April or like
like April, May, and June, I can't really do anything because I have Ramadan in April. So like, I don't want to do a prep while fasting.
Yeah.
So like, I had my eyes set on July, and then yesterday I was like talking with Jake and Hunter, and they were just like, "Why don't you just do the meet, but like train it, like treat it like another training day, just to like get the experience."
Mm-hmm.
So like, I wouldn't go like anything above, like, I don't know, like 92% of like my gym, like training max right now.
But like, kind of what Jake did.
Yeah, like, kind of like that. And I brought the idea to him last night, and then he texted me saying like he would be open to doing that, but there are only one condition that like that's what I set my mind on, and not he was like, "I don't want you having any expectations for that day. I don't want you like trying to hit a PR that day. Like, it's mainly just for you to get experience on the platform and like just hang out with friends," because like I told him that all of my friends, like a majority of my friends, are doing it. And I think I'm gonna do that, but I haven't really made a decision yet.
So. I mean, I feel like that would be a good idea.
Yeah, because, that,
I mean,
too.
You've been trying to do a meet for like forever, right?
Yeah, and also I feel like it'll also be a good idea because it'll kind of like all the nerves that I'll have like in my first meet that I'm actually like trying to like hit a total for, like, I think they'll like kind of get rid of because I already did it before.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna do that, but I think I will. But
I think you should do it.
Yeah, but.
That's like the best one too, because it's so local and it's like,
yeah, not I told him I was like, I'm not traveling, like I'm not like, cause like my July meet, I'm going to go to Orlando,
yeah.
So I'm like, it's literally like a 30 minute drive from my house, like all my friends are going to be there, like it'll be like super casual if I just go in there, like treat it like an SBD day,
yeah,
and like it won't even affect my training as much because I'm not going to be going that heavy. So honestly, I'm like leaning towards that, but we'll see.
I do it. I mean,
I think honestly, I'm like 95% sure I'm gonna do it.
Because I mean, it can't hurt. Like, coming from a coach, like, it can't really hurt. Because if you do that, then you just deload the next week and then you continue your program.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I'm not gonna be hitting singles until I'm like 3 weeks out, because I'm getting rid of singles for this whole first block, just to like kind of like push the intensity a little, because like. Excuse me. When was the last time like you guys saw me hit like doubles and triples?
Never.
Cause like the only thing I've never really hit doubles and triples. Like, I've only hit sometimes I hit fours.
I see you do sets of seven.
Seven, eight, nine. But like, I haven't really like hit like now. I honestly didn't really look into my program, but I know I have like a top set of triple like sometime this week, or next week. So, like, we're going to be pushing intensity a lot and, like, kind of take the singles away because, like, he kind of, like, identified that I'm, like, a mental, like, something's, like mentally, like, base lifter. Like, I have a lot of emotions attached to my competitions lifts. So, like, he was like, "There's no way you could pause 505 and only have hit 500. He was like, hit 500. So, like, we're pushing the intensity a lot, and I really like his, like, plan that he has written out for me. And I don't want, like, the only reason why I'm thinking not to do the meet is because I don't want to fuck with the plan. Because, like, I'm looking at it in a long-term perspective, because, like, I told him my goals for the end of the year, which is a 5-3-6, like, 500 squat, 300 bench, 600 deadlift. And I don't want to, like, mess with that, and I don't want to mess with his plan. So I'm going to talk to him today, because I just saw his message before I came here. So we'll see.
I feel like anything you decide to do would be beneficial to you, because if you're talking like the mental state, and doing this to me, it would be good for like your mentality, like mentally get out of the way.
It can be good, but it also can be bad. Like,
but if you go into the meet just thinking,
this is another session with the boys.
Yeah, and if you stay at 92.7, so like you go 9 for 9, because it shouldn't be anything where you'll not miss an attempt.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you go in there, you go 9 for 9, do your thing. And it's like, okay, like, this was fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it puts you in a better position versus you going in there and just, like, let's say...
trying to hit a PR with, like, a zero prep.
Yeah, and that's different. So it's like, you're basically destined to go 9 for 9. So, like, just go in there, go 9 for 9, get your thing, and then continue. Or if you don't do it, then you stick to the plan and then prep for July.
Yeah.
So it's like, either way, I feel like it would be beneficial.
Okay.
But I feel like it would just be, like, a coin flip type thing.
The only... there's another thing is that, so... Raw Nationals last night got announced for June 5th or something around June. Part of me was thinking about doing the meet in Orlando. There's a meet in Orlando
in March
21st or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And
yeah, he's coaching
Jesus.
Jose.
Why is it Jesus?
Because we had Jesus on the
Anyway, so
Jose.
Like I
That's
there's a meet in March.
Not Jesus. Sorry, Jesus.
There's a meet in March, and I kind of want to not do this, like, just for the Raw Nationals perspective. Like, I have like potential to hit the Raw National qualifying total.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if I do the March meet and hit the qualifying total, then I can do my next meet in June, which would be Raw Nationals.
I feel like you should do that because it's only 1 month away.
Like, there's
from...
There's so many fucking options for me, bro. It's like
I feel like that's the best one to do because I mean you'll be there. I'll probably go hang out.
I didn't know you was gonna be there.
Yeah,
that was like the only thing because I was like, am I really gonna go to this meet alone?
Yeah, because he's coaching.
Well, Jose,
I'm probably gonna go hang out.
The plan with Jose, he's doing USAPL too, so if he does, he's still on the fence. He might be moving. So the plan for him is to still do the one in Orlando.
Okay.
So either way, if he doesn't, and you decide to do that one, I mean, I'll still go down, help you up.
I mean, I ain't gonna be down.
Oh, that reminded me. I was looking at the Florida calendar. There's like police and like fire. Fighter, like, championship.
There's like a division.
Yeah, why don't you do that shit?
Yeah.
You should do it.
Yeah, why don't you do
it? I could.
I mean,
you just sign up for the extra whatever you call it.
Can you, like, set records? I have no idea.
Yeah, they have their own records for fire, police, military.
Yeah, definitely.
Does it take into account you had a fire? But, Adam Weinstein just had a fire last night. the top single for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk, because this is going to be your first meet too, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. 25, first meet, firefighter, boom.
I don't know what to expect, really, to be honest.
I mean, neither do I.
I've... like, every time how am I supposed to... I've never done a meet. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, Brandon fucking put
it... No, every time I turn to Adam, I feel like I hype it up so much. I hype it up, and I'm like, oh, you're like... Yes, I'm just.
It's really.
You ever seen The Fifth Element?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But
it'll be fine. It's just lifting weights.
I mean, but what? Like, what's your plan for the meet? Like, what are you thinking? How you been thinking about like your prep and everything? Like, tell us about yourself.
Well, I wanted to do it just to like get to see if I like competing.
Yeah.
Is the main thing because I like trying to get my strength higher, get the numbers on the lift higher. But just my first meet, I want to go in, get comfortable, learn the rules,
mm-hmm.
have fun. All you guys will be there, so that's a benefit.
Yeah.
Be a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about my meet, the one I said in March. I just realized I don't think I'm going to do it.
What did
you do? Right, you changed your mind in 3 seconds.
No, because I realized something. What's like, I'd be, like, what? If I do it now, what is that, like 13 weeks out?
Yeah.
Like, that, bro. 13 weeks is not enough for, like, a coach and an athlete to, like, when they first start working together, stop fucking looking at each other. And because I really want to do the meet here in Jax.
Just do it, bro.
Bro, dude, I'm going to give you my advice.
Just fucking do it.
Just flip a coin. Heads, you do it.
If
tails,
you
don't.
Do it,
bro, there's so many options.
But, like, dude, this one would be cool because, like, it's going to be... the most comfortable, you don't travel, and then you don't know, like, half the people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I kind of want to, like, I would much rather do that.
Just do it. And
just do it.
Just sandbag
just
a little
bit.
Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it. It shouldn't be over RP, like, 8 or 9.
Just do it.
I'm going to qualify for Raw Nationals, like, sooner or later.
Just do it. Just do it.
He'll change his mind tomorrow, bro. Just let him.
You're going to not do it. You're going to regret it.
I'm a Libra. I'm indecisive.
Oh, my
goodness. You're young. You're young.
So, what numbers are you planning on hitting? I mean, I know a lot of people don't like saying the numbers because
yeah.
you do you not
I don't
say
like
it.
Bad juju,
bro. I mean, I said my numbers.
Superstition.
I didn't hit any of them.
I didn't hit them?
I didn't hit shit. Well, I hit the big goal. I didn't hit the individual
one. You hit the total you want.
Well, I hit the individual one for deadlift. I didn't hit the one for squat. And
that was 800.
Nah, I changed that shit. After I failed 770.
You
dialed it back, and then you did it. It was 750. I changed it to 760 because the Florida record was 755. Seven other boy came in. Shout out. But then stuff was moving well, and then we kind of shot it up. So originally it was 800.
That 782, perfect call.
I was looking at it, I was talking to the lady, and she was like, here's your options. And I was like, it was between like 782 and then like 7, like, it's like high, like 767, something like that. And I was like, I'm gonna send it. And I didn't tell you what. I was like, I'm gonna send
it. He ain't telling me shit.
Because the what was your second attempt?
733.
Yeah. Like 733, 782 is a big ass jump. And it's so crazy how you called that. Like, such a, because like the bigger the jump, like the more, obviously more room for error.
Yeah.
But like he called it and it was like perfect.
Because I was like,
I was looking perfect third attempt.
But you know why? I'm built different.
Well, I was looking at the, and I was like, do the math, and I was like, if I hit this set, I was like, if he hits this, like, I think it was like 770 or something. I was like, if he hits this number, he'll break the 800, like just 1800, like perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, if he gets this one, he'll break it, and he'll be like super like happy too, you know? And I was like thinking,
aww.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna send it. And I was like, if he misses this, I'm done.
If I would have missed that deadlift, he would have been fired and not been open for
it. Yeah, I was like, oh,
nah, he wouldn't have been fired. I would have cried on the way home though.
Cause like it's gonna come down to like the last 2 inches, and I was like, he's got it, he's built different.
Yeah,
and he did.
Maybe it did.
Cause I was like, I looked at 7:30, and it was moving a lot better than I thought it would. Cause you know the plan was originally like 7:50 or something like
that. Yeah.
And I was like, I think he can do this, and I trusted you, and you did it. On a real note, I was like, I believe you're gonna do it. That's why I didn't tell you. Cause if I would have told you, you probably would have been like, but look.
Yeah. Would you hit at the body shop that day?
770.
You failed. 770.
No, I failed 770.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most I hit at the body shop was 728.
Yeah.
And I grinded it out. Like my lockout was like long.
That's, you know why?
I wasn't standing close to the bar. That's why. My lockout grinded out. Like, literally, I failed 770. That's why going into the meet, I was so like.
Just say it, bro. You pulled 782 because of me.
Just say it, bro. Just give him credit.
Yeah, I mean, I said it before in the last podcast.
Yeah, why are you so angry, bro?
Yeah.
I need that positive reinforcement.
I want you positively not pull out the meat coming up.
I actually think I won't.
Okay, cool.
But I might change my mind.
But, so, Garrett, you're doing the meet. I'm coaching you. How excited are you for that?
What are your goals?
We're just going to ignore my goals.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you didn't want to say it because I asked you.
You didn't give him a chance.
Because you made a face.
I said, that's bad juju, bro. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's kind of bad juju. But, and then you're like, all right,
I'm sorry. But.
Why are you interrupting me, man?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's the guest.
All right. Anyways.
Damn, Brandon.
I want to hit like high fours on squat
for the meet or New Year's or
year? Where have you been the past
for the meet
10 seconds?
Sorry, bro. I like kind of zoned out.
Okay.
High fours to maybe five, maybe. I at least want 314. 314 on bench. That's like my main number.
Yeah,
that's all I care about. And then deadlift,
560
or higher.
I said mid to high fives.
Yeah, yeah.
550
to 580.
Whatever.
What'd you hit in front of me that one day? 500 for what? Three?
Five.
That day? Like recently?
Yeah.
500 for three.
That, no, that's our SBD day.
Yeah, that was
he said 500 for five before,
yeah,
that's the deadlift day.
Yeah, those look good.
I mean, personally, I think you have a good day, you go in there hype, you have your caffeine. I think 550
no
is definitely there.
Definitely.
No fire. Just straight up in there, just hyped, whatever.
Imagine if you get a fire the week of.
That'd be fucked.
Oh.
I'll go in for you. I'll go in for you. I'm not competing.
Well, actually, Brandon's not competing, so he'll just go in by himself.
But who are I going for? They're probably going to die. I ain't going to. I'm not good with the heat.
Yeah, we know.
It'd be hot as hell.
Made it clear.
Yeah, we know, bro. Yeah, 5 pounds.
That'd be such a liability,
right.
Bro. Anyways.
Like, hey, we get a fire. Adam goes, and my boy Bam Bam will go in for me. I walk up there. Have you ever been in a fire before? Nope. Like, have you seen a fire before? Dude, that shit look hot.
How's your cardio? Trash.
Trash. I haven't ran in months. But, all right.
Well, I think you can at least hit like 560.
I think you have more on bench too, not gonna lie. Your bench has been flying.
Yeah.
I think I like 520 something.
But the way it's been moving and progressing, I don't know.
I think maybe you can hit 500 on squat. Maybe
I feel
like a grinder.
It's going to be an interesting peak. I feel like that will be.
Because all my past PRs, I've never like properly peaked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been doing programs, and if I feel good that day, I'll just send it.
And honestly, I don't think I've seen you grind out a single. Well, except for that one squat that I told you to send it. And
That wasn't even a grinder.
That was just like
you're mentally grinding.
You know what was a grinder? Yeah. Your 675 squat.
That was a grinder.
Like compared your 675 squat compared to that was that's nothing.
Yeah, sure. My 675 squat was grinding. I thought
well, the first half of that squat was like a grinder, and the second half just yeah.
Yours was a grinder from bottom to top.
I feel like yours was a because we did kind of get in his head a bit because you're going down a little bit too slow, we're going down too fast. So it was that mental thing. Because
the last warm up right before that, you're like, oh, you dive bombed it. So the warm up right before 460, I went super slow.
Yeah, you like tempoed that bitch.
Yeah, you did. You did Garrett squat.
I did like 435. Garrett squat,
yeah. I just got slow.
What are your goals now?
You just keep cutting them off, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, bro. Adam's not done yet, bro. So
I thought he was done.
So personally,
damn.
This is just from my ascendant aspect. I'd say you have 570 on deads. On squat, I think you have 500. And on bench, I think you have around 320. What is it, kilo? 323?
Don't fucking look at me.
I think it's always like some odd number, so I'm just going to say 323 because that's what I'm going with.
Mm-hmm. I think no matter what, like, too, I hate to cut you guys off. I think no matter what for all of us, since it's like a local meet, it'll be fun. Just mm-hmm. kind of, because I know for me, like, it's y'all's two first you do it. Yeah. Mine, it's been a while. So it'll be fun to kind of like dip your toes back in the water, especially, it'll still be stressful. Obviously, mm-hmm. we're still going to be nervous. Hunter, too. We'll kind of leave Hunter out. But it'll still be. It won't be as stressful as normal because, like, we'll have all of us there. It'll be local. We want to drive. And then plus we'll have Eric, the pit members, whoever decides to come out, too.
Yeah.
So there'll still be stress. Like, there's always going to be stress no matter what.
But, like, it's, like, the best
It's
scenario.
The best kind of stress
yeah.
that we can get.
Yeah, it puts you in the best position to succeed.
Yeah, because, like, compared, like, that to whatever, like, we... Because, like, you go on and do, like, if you do the Arnold or Nationals or whatever, it's that one would be...
Yeah.
You look back and like, damn, I should have had more fun at that one than I did. Because it's, like... Because, like, relatively, it won't be as stressful as the ones.
And I think like this. Is like the best opportunity for a first meet,
dude. That's what Jake was saying to Brandon.
That's what I signed up because everyone else is doing
it. Yeah, that's like the best idea because it's not that far, and then it's everybody you know.
Everybody you know, and it's just
that,
like,
that's why I did my meet.
Like
with
you'll
Jake.
Have fun.
Yeah,
I mean during my whole meet, Jake would just see. And the good thing about competing with people that you know too, they kind of keep you up.
Yeah.
Because dude, after my squat, I was pissed off.
Yeah, I could tell. Yeah,
I was.
I
mean,
you went in that back room like.
Yeah, I was
like, damn.
What's that guy's name? Coach, I talked to you. The fucking old dude.
Bob Evans.
Bob Evans. Oh my gosh. Shout out Bob. But like after my squat, I was pissed off. But like,
Bob, shut the fuck up.
But I had people like even if you guys walked up to me like, hey, make sure you hydrate, like you're good, whatever, like we're done.
Yeah.
And then bench happened. And then after that, like Jake, who just went for a world record, just came up to me and was like, hey bud. Like, you know, normal Jake, hey bud, how you doing? I'm like, whatever, like nah. He goes, hey, meet's not over, buddy. And he gave me a hug and walked off and I was like,
dude, the way he has so much control over his fucking Switch blows my mind.
I know, man.
Bro,
it's so, oh my god. Literally, like, one minute, he's just like...
No, five seconds before he... He's like, all
right,
here we go.
Bro, literally, like...
And he sticks his tongue out and goes...
Like, yeah, me too, bro. He'll, like, grab his wrist and, like, he'll come up to me. Hey, Garrett, can I get a quick handoff? He'll like, I'll be like, yeah. He'll walk over, put his wrist out, and start screaming. Like, bro, like...
Bro, like Jake literally... Switch. He's working out with him. It's so funny because one second, he's pretending like he's in a mosh pit with you. He's doing, like, the fist pumps and stuff. He's like, okay, I'm going to do a set. Be right back. Yeah. And he does a little tongue out thing, and next thing you know, he's squatting, like... Mid 60s for like 5 reps. He comes back and I was like, that was fun. And then he walks off. He's like, what?
I wish I could do that, bro. Yeah. I wish I could do that.
Bro, and it's like, I feel like that comes.
That's my every night. I wish I could do that every night.
But you know, I think that comes with being confident and being comfortable with yourself. Because I feel like after, like, you, like, because, I mean, Jake's a, like, world class lifter. Like, he's lifted for a long time. But I feel like after you've done that, you know, like, you're good.
There's a relationship between confidence and wearing squat shorts all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
once your confidence gets high enough, that's when you graduate.
That's why him and Blake always have like the most tightest shorts. I want to wear those too.
Yeah,
it's crazy because if you like,
their quads are also huge too. So
and what's funny is if you lift with any like elite lifter, like most of the time they're not straight serious guys. Like they're not just walking there and just like ooh.
Like,
most of the time they're clowns. Like,
yeah, bro. There's like a like false narrative around like I obviously like I haven't competed, but like I kind of see it. There's like a false narrative around like competing or whatever, and like some people believe that when they're competing, they gotta be like pissed off the entire from like when it starts to finish. They're just like in the back room, like looking like they want to kill someone.
Yeah, like, but yeah, like 6 miles, 8 miles type shit.
Yeah, but then like I look like when I look at like when I go to like other meets and like these other like top level meets and like the people that are like high performers, like. They're like when you go in the back room, bro. They're just vibing. It's like they're like working out. They're just like chilling, and like when they want to like flip their switch, they flip their switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't have to be like mad the entire time. And like that's just
I've seen literally like even with Jake would just walk up to somebody randomly, just smiling. Like, but hey, what you want up
he
to?
He was talking to Bob Evans.
Yeah, he was talking to Bob Evans. What was it? 72.
Yeah.
72-year-old man just out there like we do. Jake's talking to Bob. He's like, yeah. And he goes, oh, like throw it up with Jake. He goes, yeah. We'll continue this later.
And
he goes there, benches 580 or benches whatever. Walks over, what's up, Bob? How you doing? And it's like, what?
Yeah, it's just
like,
it's just like, I feel like Jake's also.
Well, Jake's also like, it comes to experience too. He's also done like the highest levels he's done. He's done the worlds, so like he's also a lot more comfortable with time and experience too.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you look at the pressure of like, say the meet that we just all did together,
yeah,
that pressure compared to where he's been at.
It's
nowhere near, you know?
Yeah.
That one, he's just like, it's basically the pit, you know?
Yeah.
That's dude, I was getting chills and like, I was getting nervous when I was watching the prime time for 2019, Ron Nats.
Because
I don't remember what he benched, but he benched something stupid, like 580 or something, 585 or something like that.
He's just
like
582.
I don't know, something stupid.
Yeah.
And from one of my screen, what I was watching, I could tell like that entire building was going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like as soon as when the announcer announced what was going on the bench, like dude, I was getting like chills. I was like, how is this dude like not nervous? And then they point the camera at Jake, and Jake is just like doing his like little tongue stick out thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he just and another thing.
It's,
dude,
we haven't seen that Jake in person.
None of us have.
You don't see that Jake when you type in on Google Joseph Amendola in the first picture of him, the mustache.
Yeah,
<his
tongue out. laughs>
we haven't seen that Jake yet.
Dude, but like
I want to see that Jake. I hopefully we see him at Ron Ads.
We're all going to go regardless. We have to go. It's 2 hours.
I mean, I hope I can beat there.
Yeah. You said that you texted saying that I hope that you get invited. You don't get invited. You sign up.
For real?
Yeah. But they're having a hard cap at 1,000, so you have to like as soon as they register, you need to sign up right away.
But so you have to hit the qualifying total.
But there's like Ron Nationals is a lot of people.
So my question is, like, let's say you have like a stupid total, and you sign up kind of late. Is there a way to kind of just like put you in there? Cause I feel like let's say like the qualifying total for 105 is like 1,600, and like someone in there signed up and they got a 1601, but then another person signed up late after it closed but had like a 1920 total.
I think it's first come, first serve.
It's first come, first serve.
That's
fucked
like,
up.
I feel like certain people that make exceptions.
I feel like if you total...
No, if you hit the qualifying total, like, you just have to sign up. Like, that's it.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
We're about to hit the first battery drain, so...
All right, just pause it, and then we'll switch batteries.
Right,
out.
Let's
get this. Yeah, I got to pee. I think everybody probably has to
piss. Let's all go piss together.
Oh, Jesus.
Amazon.
What did I order?
Aww. What did I order?
We'll be right back, people.
Alright, that's enough about Jake and all these other elite powerlifters. Back to us nobodies. So, Garrett, what are your plans for this meet? How are you feeling? How excited are you or not excited?
I feel pretty excited. I think it'll be fun to compete again. I don't really want to talk about numbers, because I didn't want to call it now or drop the gun, you know.
Mm.
I would like a 1,700 plus today. Let's see, what's the game day?
Mm.
I was hoping to at least squat 6 plus bench. I would like to do 450 plus, that was there, minimum. And then deadlift to kind of see how I'm feeling. I would like 300 keys, if that's there. I think it's doable.
That's crazy. It's crazy how your bench is so big.
I'm actually sitting on like 268 right now. So either the week of, I'll just probably take a bit of shit over there.
Just cut water out before it's out.
Like, what's the number?
64.3.
Yeah,
if you haven't been water after 6 p.m. the day before,
yeah, I probably need to like that. It's like 10
hours. Yeah, not an accident, I've been there.
Yeah, great.
What are you doing with the bed ass and cunt?
Oh.
Yeah, that one. It's like a little, like...
Yeah.
So that's the goal. Honestly, I don't know what after. I might just take a lot instead of bake after. I might just do some
bodybuilding.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. I kind of want to lean, because I'm sitting at like 269 right now. I'm thinking after, I might just lean down to like 250-ish. And just kind of body recon, try to get like jack bodybuilder type shit.
Wait, how much were you at the beginning of the summer?
Oh, shit, it all big.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at pictures and videos from back then.
I stalked Instagram like that. I started this him like a week ago, and I was like, bro, this man lost so much.
No, I was talking to Omni about this earlier, and there's always something for someone to make, yes, you got it. Something has to happen for them to make a change.
Yeah.
Like, if you notice, like, most people, they don't make a change, let's say, like, weight-wise, until a doctor tells them, hey, like, you're getting overweight, like, you're going to have problems later on in life. Or, like, or like, something happens where it's, like, whether it's a girl or it's a doctor or someone says something about, like, your body comp or, like, something that's going on, that, like, hey, like, are you okay mentally because this, this, and that, until you finally realize that you have to make a change. Yeah. And it's, like, and that kind of goes to, like, what Lisa always go by, was, look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah.
So it's, like, and lifting, and I was look good, feel good, perform good. And it's, like, you have to get to the point where it's, like, it's not always about the scale.
Yeah.
But it's also about how you feel internally.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling like shit. Like, I remember talking to you, like, and you were, like, not getting sleep. Yeah. You, like, oh, you're not getting sleep, you're mad all the time.
I really just missed his beard. Like, as soon as I met him, it was like, dude.
Yeah, you know the color, babe? You know, I was
like, dude, I'm talking about it. It pissed me off. I'm just
what, was it under the sumo thing? That
I'm confused.
There's a few comments. I remember that one vividly when we were talking about sumo.
There's a few comments. So one of them was like, I don't really talk about the story, but I remember when we started the group training, it was like me and Amber, you know?
That's
the one. Okay, so this is between us. Nothing against the guy. I'm not going to talk about it. She posted like a picture of her advertised group training back when we were like doing it. And they were like, hey, they're like, come check this out, you know? And I was in the comments, so I was going through it. And one of the dudes was like, her boyfriend. She was like, damn, Christian really bulked up. I looked at that shit, and I was like, okay. I was like, so I commented and was like, hey, like, what do you mean, you know? And I got super mad for like 2 days. Like,
yeah, I remember.
And I got super mad. And I only got mad because I realized, I was like, damn, he's right, you know? I'm going to have to fuck him. I'm going to fuck with that. So then after there, that really catapulted. And I was like, alright. So I met up the next day, and I was like, can I wait to get down here? Shit was fucking done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, now I'm sitting here, I'm like, alright. Now I'm gonna go 245, 250, I'm gonna...
Yeah, that's what it takes, bro.
It does. And I'm like,
it takes time to, no pun intended, set that fire off.
Alright,
that was
terrible.
We could have went along this conversation without you saying that.
What was that? But it takes... But you know, it was a hit.
Honestly, like, it was...
Shout out.
And it kind of pissed me off. So,
And I hit 405 6 months into 2020. But the only thing is, the rest of 2020, I'm that's such an underrated, like, topic, like, the negative motivation, like, doing that shit with, yeah. Like, just using that, like, because I get pissed a lot, and I use that shit to try to, like, motivate and do it. People don't use that negative motivation, though, so, like, I guess it's cliche as haters, and...
There's a lot of people, like, there's two ways you can go about people that are commenting and saying negative things. You can either completely shut down, and go backwards, spiral, or take that as, like, energy to push you forward.
What do you guys say if you make fun of shit now?
That's
cheating.
Shut the fuck up. So the way you worded it just made me want to hate you.
That's how I feel about it.
To go on top of that, if someone makes fun of something, I was always taught to, if you had the facts, then you can't be wrong. So, if someone says something, they don't have anything to back it up, you make them look stupid. So that's why if you notice, like, on my comments, if someone says symbol is cheating, ask them why. And they say whatever, then I give them the scientific background of it, and they usually never comment back.
That's crazy, because whenever someone says some shit to me, I'm just like, oh, you fucking idiot.
There's different ways of going about it.
Man, bro, I'm just kidding.
There's different ways to go about it, but it's like you're saying, take the negative like, information base to like, put yourself forward.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to make that decision.
Oh, shit, my bad.
You have to make that decision at that moment, because it's like, it can literally go two totally different ways.
Yeah.
I've seen people that get like negative comments like, oh, people are constantly stuff and going straight to questions and spiral down and don't never come back up. And other people, like us personally, who take that and then, oh no, fuck, I'm gonna show them.
I think you get mad at people. Oh, I get pissed. I was like, that kid who commented that post, I was like, I don't know who that is, and I'm sure he's a cool guy, but he probably did it.
He wouldn't have shot about it. So like 3 days,
that comment pissed me off. It motivated me. That's the whole like ending part of it. Like, shout out to that guy. He didn't do it that way, but he motivated me, and that's getting better.
Shout out to all my haters.
Yeah, I'm sure. If I get mad, I just kind of keep thinking about it.
Everyone does that.
Yeah.
No, Adam has not said a fucking word.
Well, speaking of Adam, I want to go into the I know we've shouted out a few times in the podcast, the what you know about 10 likes.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't there. I didn't know if I can say this. Ready? Can I say it? I feel like you guys said it. I guess from explaining the camera and all that work that went into getting 10 likes.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, whatever Adam posts on Instagram, he also posts on Facebook. So what he does is, like, he makes his videos, whatever. And usually,
do you go on Facebook to post it?
No, it as soon as I post on Instagram, it just automatically
goes.
So one day we were sitting at Firehouse, and we were like, oh, like, what you know about Firehouse? So Adam went all in. He was like, you know, I'm investing like my lifting, da-da-da, gets a camera, everything. Bro, this man was for the longest, he would get like 3 likes. On Facebook.
You got bounced back.
I would always say that, you're like, oh, I didn't get as much likes as I want.
Whatever. Yeah.
I was like, I only got 2. But, like, one of them was me.
We're fine,
I was crying, though. At this point, it's just like a joke. I'm like, looking over there, okay, it's good. Well, because we thought he was
jumping the whole time. He's like, yeah, I only got 3 life left. Shut up, bro. Like, whatever. But it was right, but it said, like, 3 life left. It's like 700 views. And I'm like, damn, 700 people saw this shit. It said, no, fuck that. So
we just scroll past that shit. Said it.
Yeah, 3 people felt that. It was like, that first like must have been like the longest wait of the day.
But I mean, but it's,
nobody wants to be the first. but honestly, it's like that on social media. Like, once you like on certain platforms that like, you post, like on Twitter, I don't get any action. Like
Twitter, I think Instagram's the best one for
that. Instagram's the best for like pictures and videos. Yeah. Like I posted like my but there's some people that are like the more famous lifters. They'll post something on Twitter and they'll get like. Over 1,000
retweets. But still, that's like the most, like, say like Will Smith, he has one of the biggest positive values. He still posts on Twitter, he's not doing anything to pay that. It's still there, like,
yeah.
Twitter, like, people go to Instagram, they're especially lifting to see the visual, like, they're lifting the video, too. Twitter's just, like, your thoughts, it's just, like,
there's a lot of porn on Twitter. I don't know when that happened, but it's
just started.
So you see that?
No, like, you're banned?
No, on Twitter, the thing about Twitter is that...
You can only do this advertisement, so I can show the first like, clips of the recent shootings, and then only do this advertisement, so...
So, you know how something on Instagram, if you post something that shows a little too much skin, it gets taken down,
yeah,
like on Facebook or sometimes, on Twitter, there's none of that. So, you can
only back me a little bit more.
So on Twitter, you can already post a full ass like naked video. I'll talk about that later. So you can post a full naked video and it won't get taken down, but it'll have there's something you put in there where it's like 18 plus like restricted.
Yeah,
you have to click like yes in order to it. They click yes in order to
you
do the video.
They're like no, like on Twitter.
I know what you're talking about. No, the lotion, it's cold outside. And I get very ashy in this weather, so I had lotion out here.
Yeah.
As a man of more melanin,
I guess you're just talking about Twitter. Have you guys seen the news about Trump getting banned?
The
man
was suspended.
He got banned from Shopify.
No way.
He got banned from like 15 places, though.
Yeah.
And the ones that pretty much fixed the bones.
Like all of them.
That's all over the piss of my nuts. Oh, dude. The meme
says.
Shit happens. Yeah, that shit happens. Even the capital memes. I was going on the capital in the head of my story, but it's the meme itself. It was like, oh man.
That's crazy.
Huh?
2021.
This next 2 weeks is going to be fucking wild. Yeah, hey. Joe Biden again.
No, I'm going to DC.
If he makes it.
I'm going to DC the week after the inauguration. Or the week after.
There's so much.
I'm going to get the fuck.
I feel like somehow something's gonna happen. What I've seen, like Kamala Harris is gonna get sworn in as a president. That's why I feel it's gonna happen.
Possibility.
Yeah,
some possibility that we have Trump again for 4 years. There's a possibility that we can have either
three of them. There's a possibility we might go to a civil war.
It's not a
civil war.
Anyways,
we're going to the military.
We get my brain that bit. Communist.
No, it's
gonna be similar.
What time they use in that deployment of the...
Oh, fuck, I know you're
this one took my time, everybody knows this. Anyways, the next 2 weeks are gonna be fucking crazy.
Well, let me just make sure that
I'm... So we're gonna take this and basically, hey, no matter what the year is, no matter what's going on, just live your life, man. Can you never
go to Tyson's playground?
The
gym,
right? Yeah, in DC, I really want to go.
Apparently it's like the
best in DC. It's not in DC, it's in Virginia, but it's like,
I thought it was in Texas.
everything's in Texas. It's a 15-minute drive from DC, so like...
Marshall. Is that the only reason I go?
But, no, I'm going to ski.
That'd be crazy, that's
I'm skiing with my family, my siblings.
What's going to happen?
I
want to
lift.
Where are you going?
It's gonna be
legit, like...
But we got, like, 4 conversations going on right now.
Well, this is important, too. Like, I know I'm in politics, but, like, this is, like... This is a big deal, man. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, like, I feel like it's a conversation we should add after the podcast.
The podcast can be shared, too.
No,
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Trump is still president right now.
Yeah.
We can still do...
But did you pause that?
No.
No, I don't care.
No, let's... And there's...
pretty sure. There's both back and forth, like, Republicans do that the... The Republicans and Madden's Democrats do that the, election. And then the Democrats do that, no, this is the first election they've had. So it's both ways. Both people are censorship. And each side is going to try to do whatever they can to outbalance the scale. Yeah. So without getting too far in the rabbit hole, there's a lot of shit that's going to go down in the next 2 weeks.
It's not going to be.
There's a strong possibility that a lot of major cities are going to go into martial law.
Because
actually, I think that's going to happen.
There's a possibility.
I 100% believe it.
Like, possibility?
I 100% believe it.
Because
between people actually rioting for the right reasons and the people being funded to riot.
Yeah.
But now Antifa is marching down NYC, and Antifa is suspected to be funded by one of the sides.
Yeah. It's terrible what's going on, too.
Yeah. There's this whole hypothesis, like the whole shit that happened at the Capitol was funded by either side.
That's a good... I mean, because, listen, though, I hate going to it, too. But just, like, if you look at from the outside, too, it's kind of convenient how everything's going on, too, like the vaccine coming out. And, of course, like, the photos that got most publicized was one of the Confederate flag. Like, obviously, like, that's a really, like... weird specific thing that would happen to, you know, like,
and then the people are always like, but this person is gonna
die. Yeah, it's really, I don't know, what happened too, but,
just be ready for some weird shit that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's
kind of scary.
You see that meme on Twitter of the guy in the wheelchair?
Is that what I'm talking about?
No, there's a guy on the left cheek, and everyone at the time, like, going down this cheek, he was like, we're doing this for our constitution. So the constitution was like, no, they won't be done by the time you get there, buddy.
Such an asshole. But yeah, no, this is going to be
I thought
Trump conceded.
In his speech, he said nothing about conceding.
I know he's not going yet.
He's not going to get back. Actually, yeah, this is that good. No, he said nothing about conceding. He said to bring in the next cabinet and the next leaders of the country. He said nothing about conceding, so... But you did.
So
the real times you have to take everything with a grain of salt and overanalyze everything.
That's not gonna happen. Alright.
Yeah,
so this is all gonna happen.
In the next 2 weeks, bro. Because the 20th is when the inauguration is.
Oh, that's not gonna happen.
Do you think DC is not a good place to be at or the bathroom?
I wouldn't be in DC very much.
Okay, but.
I don't think you
know what North Carolina is. Alright,
there
you go. Good to know you, bro.
Good to know you, bro. They might not message it because...
I'm going to be up to the door.
Alright guys, I gotta go home. Peace.